CH2M Hill and Mission Support Alliance are the federal contractors planning on the 1,600 layoffs. The companies say union employees will lose their jobs based on seniority, those with the least experience going first. But non-union employees are subject to layoffs based on their performance and in-demand skill sets for future work. David Molna is the president of the Hanford Atomic Metal Trades Council, which represents 15 unions at Hanford. He expects 800 of his members to be laid off. Molna adds, regardless of who goes and who stays, until September, it's going to be difficult for workers to stay focused.
Even though the layoffs were expected, out on site, it's extremely depressing. Morale is going to suffer.
A CH2M Hill spokeswoman said the company is encouraging managers to spend more time with workers to mitigate any distractions on the job. I'm Anna King in Richland.